Hello friends, this is nutritionist Divya here and welcome to 360 Active Living Podcast. So today I'll be revealing about 5 ways how you can save on excess calorie consumption this festive season. I'm sure your festival preparation is full on swing and you have all the plans to prepare various dishes and welcome your guests. So along with this, whatever tips I'm going to reveal today, if you implement those in your routine, in your cooking, in your recipes, you are going to blessed and you are going to avoid those excess calorie or excess weight gain during festivals. So first thing, we always need to keep it in mind that if you need to lose weight or if you need to maintain your weight, we need to be conscious about calories, how many calories we are eating, and those calories are coming from which type of food, whether it is carbs, whether it is fat, or it is protein, right? So just to minimize your intake of fats or intake of carbohydrate, you can simply switch over from frying to baking. We see in various Indian households, when it is a time of festival, we have all the preparation to fry and to prepare snacks while using a lot of ghee, while using a lot of oil. So just try to switch from frying to shallow fry or bake or air frying. Okay. Now, how to do that? What recipes to follow? There are various options available on internet. But this one conscious step will help you in saving a lot of calories. Second enemy in weight loss is our sugar consumption. Yes, again on festival, I'm not going to say that no sweets, no desserts. Of course, you're going to enjoy your time. You're going to enjoy your foods with your family. So simply try to switch from white sugar to brown sugar or natural sweeteners. What type of natural sweeteners? Like instead of sugar syrup, you can go for date syrup. Instead of using white sugar, you can go for brown sugar, which is better. Okay, I'm not saying which is really helpful, but again, better option. You can also think about preparing desserts using fruits. Like, you know, our fruits have natural sweetness, like banana has sweetness, papaya has sweetness, grapes have sweetness. So there are various puddings and there are various smoothies which can be used as dessert during this festival time. You can also use raisins or black raisins in your different sweet preparation. For example, if you're planning to prepare kheer, if you're planning to prepare milk, in a dish with milk, you can add 1 to 2 spoons of date syrup in place of your sugar and just see the difference. It will enhance the flavor, it will enhance the taste as well. Third thing we need to keep it in mind is about refined flour or maida. In any case, maida is not going to help us, whether it is festival or it is our regular day-to-day life. So try to switch over from maida to millet flour. Okay. Simple example for this can be if you want to make namkeen or if you want to make sev, you can use flour of millets like ragi, or you can use amaranth flour, wherein you simply need to replace your maida with this particular flour and then follow your recipe the way it is, right? So this will be a very healthy switch. Once again, fourth thing what we need to keep it in mind is just focus on moderate consumption instead of saying no. We have seen on the social media or we have seen in our day-to-day life as well that whenever it's a festive time, people, those who are health conscious, people, those who are on weight loss, they have this guilt. Oh my God, I'll have to eat this today. How I'm going to survive? It will hamper my routine. So instead of getting into this guilt, just reduce your serving sizes, reduce the quantity of unhealthy food which you feel that which will not fit into your diet plan, and just include very less quantity or moderate quantity of that particular food. Fifth thing what will help you is to switch over from or to replace your sodas and canned fruit juices with natural sweeteners. Again, it is very healthy and very natural to do it. You can include right recipes from coconut water, lemon water, kokum sherbet, to fruit juices, cold pressed fruit juices, or different combinations of juices. You can try out doing these things at home and relish those things. Instead of putting on sugar, again try to switch or try to include natural sweeteners. Okay, so these are few health hacks which will help you this Diwali. Do let me know which hack you actually liked and which you are planning to implement in your Diwali preparation. You can always connect with me on Instagram. My Insta handle is nutritionist_Divya, and I love getting comments. I love getting your feedback there. So see you next time. Bye-bye.